Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Now, if you're wondering, if you tuned in for the very first time, what is the Real Talk for Real People show? It's an in-depth study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Because we know, because of our own sins, some of you have been have not been taught properly. You have not been taught in a codified manner. You've been taught some skip to the loop version using a red letter background. That is not the way to study anything. You must study anything in context and keep in context of your studies, of the subject matter at hand. That's what we provide for you on the Real Talk for Real People show. We try to give you a critical analysis, make you think outside the box, and a paradigm shift by virtue of that, thinking outside the box, and a critical analysis in our assessment, leaving no stone in a leaf unturned, to get to what? The core of the matter, the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth in regards to the Creator and his nation and the people of his nation, how he sees them, how he indicted them, and so on and so forth. And what can solve their problem? How can they remedy the relationship they have created and the divisions they have created with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub? There are answers, but you must put in the work in order to get the answers. You must stop letting your oppressors and the colonizers teach you who your Creator is. Imagine that. The very one is taking you into captivity. They're giving you a decreator. Come on now. Does that make very much sense to you? It doesn't make very much sense to me, truth be told. So that's what we try to offer you on the Real Talk for Real People show. And bless and praise his holy name and magnify his holy name. Now, I know you've heard me talking and you're wondering, who are the we? I'm honored to work with the we. The we can be you. But in this case, since it ain't you, it's Cartrell from New York City, Sister Avia from New York City, Imar Dora from Illinois, and many more that often attend this show unannounced. I'm honored to work with men and women of their caliber, women who knows the value of being codified under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Men and women who knows the value of putting in the work in that regard, and not only in that regard, in regard to his nation, knowing that they're not something special simply because they're Hebrew Israelites, but they're something special because they are putting in the work, and they do it every day. Rain, sun, sleet, and snow. They know the value of gathering together. Go to the site, Yah will gather us together. Yah will gather us together. Study on it. Just like they study on it. The value of what a nation. We are so harsh parge. They're not like that. We're so scatter-minded. They're not like that. They're laser-focused in their relationship with the Most High, and they're laser-focused in their relationship with one another, and they keep it coded. That's why some of us are a hot mess, because we want to do everything that is not codified in a relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, in a relationship with one another. And that's why we remain a hot mess. We're divided by religion. We're divided by sex. We're divided by education. We're divided by money. Hey, are we even divided? What island you from? If that ain't a hot mess, I don't know what is. But it don't have to be that way. You know why it's that way? Unfortunately, because some of us want it that way. According to Alcoholics Anonymous, that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over, year after year after year, and expecting different results. This brother and this sister are not like that. They're believing and hoping in changes that they can really believe, not from their oppressors, the colonizers, but only from one entity, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Magnify and praise and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. And that is Sister Avia. Sister Avia is from New York City, as I mentioned. Sister Avia has been studying the Most High, not only in study, but applying his code in her life, going on 10 years. I've seen the change it affected upon her. Not self-will, not leaning to one's own understanding, believing and trusting in the Most High and the Most High only. I've seen her become a better woman by virtue of that. I've seen her have a stronger, tighter relationship, a codified one with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've seen her not only care about herself and the Most High, but I've seen her learning to care for her people. Because we are all we get, other than the Most High, and the value of that, which is the value of nation building. I've seen her help this nation in the political sense of the restoration of her by joining forces with other elders to help restore this nation. I've seen her help being instrumental as far as her finances are concerned, as far as her time is concerned. Also on a personal note, I've seen her abhor the abominable things that we do as a nation, but love the people nevertheless. Praise and bless the Most High for a sister like her. Cartrell. Cartrell's from New York City also. Cartrell has been studying the Most High quite a long time, way before he was 14 years old. But just because he studied, just like some of us, didn't mean he really knew it. And he didn't. Because when Cartrell became 14, he was really introduced to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Someone he could trust and depend on. Someone loved that he needed from his very beginning, his very conception. Because he knew him before his mother knew him, before his father knew him, a twinkle in his father's eye. Getting back to 14 years old, Cartrell was looking for love in all the wrong faces, in all the wrong places. He thought he knew love, but he didn't. And he was despondent about it. He was ready to cash in the chips. The Most High caught him by virtue of those songs by King Dawud, the Korah, Levite brothers, Asaph, and so on and so forth. The Most High introduced himself to Cartrell by virtue of King Dawud, the Korah brothers, and Asaph, and so on and so forth. And he introduced real love to Cartrell. Dependable love, or undying love, or unshakable love. And by virtue of that introduction, Cartier was introduced to the love of his life, his wife, his children, grandchildren, and friends in the nation that are about rebuilding this nation, just like him. In addition, Cartier, finding that love of his life, knew he had to provide as a husband, not provide, not sit around waiting for food stamps, hands out, just like some of us. Got five wives, he got five stack of food stamps, but saying you a man. Some of y'all never cease to amaze me. We love you too. But Cartrell knew what a man was, a real man. A real man provides for his family. A real man not only lead in the form of leadership, but he leads by his love, his action, his commitment toward his family, his wife and his children. For what was wanting them to have more than he had. Not trying to step on them, name call them, belittle them, insult them, and do whatever you wanted with them. Cartrell knew the job of a man was to provide leadership, teach his sons to be men, and help his wife to teach his daughters to be daughters. So Cartrell said, I got to get me a job. I got to take care of my family. Although Cartrell is an educated brother, he said, that ain't nothing special to me, no education. I need to feed these mouths. He went into carpentry, thanks to the Most High. But Cartrell found one little thing wrong with this carpentry gig. He was afraid of heights. As a matter of fact, Cartrell was so high up in the sky. You know those twin towers that fell? That seven tower too? But Cartrell worked on that seven tower. That's how high up he was. He had got vertigo. He was so high. There again, Kachir put his trust and trust to Most High and test it. Every day before hitting that clock to provide for his family, Kachir prayed to the Most High and thanked the Most High to help him overcome his fears, his trepidations for heights. And the Most High did. And every afternoon, not forgetting or neglecting his relationship with the Most High, he showed appreciation by way of thanking the Most High and glorifying his name as he should, and we all should in that regard. See, these are the kind of people that I'm fortunate to work with to help you on the Real Talk for Real People show. Bless the Most High and praise his holy name. Let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praise and glory to Yah. May Yah bless you, too. I had to say, if it wasn't for Yah's mercy, his love, and his patience with me, I wouldn't be the person I am today. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even be here today. So I thank Yah, and I thank you all. And I'm grateful for the show and grateful to be back. Shalom.
I'm grateful to have you back. We're grateful to have you back. And we're happy that you found favor in the eyes of the Most High. And as a matter of fact, I want to thank you sometime. You had to walk me down on some of us. Because some of us gets us hot sometimes. Because some of us, even me sometimes, I guess, fingers are broken. And I appreciate you for not only helping this nation, helping the restoration of the nation, personally helping me to help make me a better man. By my association, you sharpening me just like Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Abby.
Oh, you're so welcome. That's Yah's work. Praise Yah.
Iron sharpening iron, sister. You better believe it. Praise Yah. Matt Cartrell from New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. Glad to be back. Good to hear your voices. And Yah did say he would gather all of us together, like you say. But that ain't the website. Yah said he would gather us together.
Right.
The website is YahWillGather.us.
Okay.
And I had a thought, man.
What's that, Carter?
Anytime you introduce me, I have an out-of-body experience.
Oh, well, it's true, Cartrell. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the Most High loves you. And I guess by virtue of you reliving this and the traumatization that it had upon you, especially when you was 14 years old, it's surreal to you. Especially when someone tells you, and they're telling it like a tear, as they said, in truth.
And how about how he created you, what you came through, what you came out of, to be where you are today? You should write a book.
Well, Cartrell, I'm going to tell you this. If the Most High can help a crash dummy like me, he can help anybody.
Mm.
And it's true. And you helped me, Cartrell, in that respect, just like Sister Avia. We sharpen each other. Because I think when I first introduced to you, I was all fire and brimstone. I'd have come down with that little lot by virtue of you and Avia and so many more helping sharpening me. And I hope I've been of some assistance to you, both of you, and sharpening.
Definitely have.
Oh, yeah, because you teach us how to deal with our people.
Right.
Definitely.
Because we have to learn how to deal with each other. No matter what our personalities are.
Right.
So imagine all of our people sharpening each other, being on the same page with the Most High.
Cartrell, we would be literally sharp, wouldn't it? We'd be sharp.
No question.
But thank you, Cartrell. Thank you so much. What's that, my brother?
Yeah, be a better atmosphere in our communities.
Yeah.
Yes,
a better positivity, a better constructiveness. A better lack of toxicity and poison, a lack of killing, a lack of selling drugs, prostituting our women, beating and hitting on our women, mistreating our women, mistreating our children, mistreating our elders, which is important, and so on and so forth.
And I have a lot of admiration for Elijah Muhammad, the Nation of Islam, because even though they didn't have the full truth, they were able to, for a while, stop our people, you know, bring our people up out of that madness. And they use codes. They use codification to bring drug dealers and drug addicts and prostitutes off the streets of our community. Unfortunately, they didn't have the whole truth, but I think they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, they did, Kadri. You got to give credit for credit. The little bit they did to help, had an impact in certain communities where they were highly involved in. But like you said, the core of the matter is this. They didn't have that last thing, the Most High truth. And now, the Most High can bring about those changes, too, only if we let him in our communities. And that's unfortunate that a lot of us like to lean to our own understanding, and that's why we're in the situations that we seem to be in today, Kadri, unfortunately, and Abiyah.
No doubt.
Well, Sister Abby and Brother Cottrell, let's put in some work for the students. Ezekiel chapter 37, the Most High speaks of the dry bones live. The Most High is going to do a whole lot of restoration for this nation. It's true. And
so,
he says, go ahead, Cottrell.
That title alone lets you know that there's such a thing as reincarnation.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of people think that Ezekiel is talking. Ezekiel is talking, but he's talking in futuristic terms. This hadn't even occurred yet, but it's going to occur. And a lot of people think that Ezekiel is just talking. He's just not talking. He's saying what the Elohim is telling him to say. And what the Elohim is telling him to say is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, Most High. So let's
not only the truth, but it's prophecy. He's speaking prophecy.
Prophecy.
He ain't speaking no Sadamas. He's speaking the word of Yah.
God, you need to stop. But it's right, though. Chapter 37. Thank you, Cottrell. Thank you, Abiyah. And thank you, fellow students. The hand of Yah came upon me and brought me out in the middle, in the spirit of the Elohim, set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. Behold, there were very many in the open valley. Indeed, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, who is son of man, Ezekiel? Can these bones live? So I answered, oh, Yah, you know. You know you can do whatever you want to do, so to speak. I concede. Again, he said to me, prophesize to these bones. He said to them, O dry bones, hear the words of the Elohim. Thus said Yah Elohim to these bones. Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will restore you, so to speak. I will put sinew on you, bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am your creator. So Ezekiel says, so I prophesied as was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, suddenly a rattling. Boy, you could hear the old bones rattling and making noise. Hip bone connected to the thigh bone, knee bone connected to the tibial bone, or wherever they connected to. He could hear them all coming together. And suddenly, the bones came together.
Yep. Bones, you know that was a Negro spiritual song?
I wonder why.
It was connected to this chapter right here.
Exactly. Indeed, as I looked, thank you, Cottrell. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews, the flesh came upon them, those dry bones, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. They had all became reconstituted, but there was no breath in them. There was no life in them. But then again, also he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Speak to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, Ezekiel, and said to the breath, thus said, you speak to the breath for me. Thus said Yah Elohim to this breath, come from the four winds, breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied that he commanded me, and breathe, and breath came upon them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet in an exceedingly great army. It's going to help us too. Some of our ancients, I don't know, could be all of them, but a lot of them go come back, brother. Go ahead, Katrell.
Before I even comment on that point you just made,
okay.
What is it to exceed greatness? Because all we know is greatness. Oh, LeBron
right.
James is great. Muhammad Ali is great.
Right.
Once I said, you're going to exceed greatness. We haven't
mm-hmm.
seen that, except in our in a reading like, you know, prophets like Moses or Samson or King David, they exceeded greatness. They called
exactly.
them great, but how do
right.
you exceed great? And then,
well,
I
don't know how you'd exceed it, but it seems like this is exceedingly great army, Will. Go ahead, Contra.
So the bones we're talking about, right?
Exactly.
They're exceedingly drunk, which means they're very old. Y'all talking about
right.
the old bones, which means he's probably
right.
talking about our ancient fathers.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So you have to watch this prophecy because
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of the prophecy, the Most High brings Ezekiel into this valley where he sees what? Nothing but bones.
Dragon.
Those are the bones on the surface. All right, we're talking about the surface bones. Then he's going to
mm-hmm.
talk about some other bones that he's going to be digging up out the graves. I don't mean to jump ahead. But
mm-hmm.
you got two sets of bones. Bones he don't even see and bones that he does see.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Katrell. I'm glad
Praise
he sees Yah. Omnipotent, right? He sees everything. Then he says...
And the Most High. I'm sorry.
But no, Most High.
So,
go ahead.
It's not impossible for the Most High to bring life to bones because
yeah.
he initially created man from what?
Mm-hmm.
From dirt.
From dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to create man or bring man back to life with the bones. That's what they're trying to do with the dinosaurs, right? They're trying to get
right.
the DNA. You know why they're doing that? Because they read this chapter right here.
Right. They know it's possible,
know.
But it's impossible for them. They're trying because they know it's possible, but they,
mm-hmm.
but it's impossible for them. But y'all can do anything.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Aviyah. Thank you, fellow students. This is, he said to me, who's me? Ezekiel, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. All of us. All of us. Not just tribe of Yehuda, not the tribe of the Benjamins, not the tribe of the Levites, not the tribe of Gad, Ephraim, Reuben, Asher, and so on and so forth. This is the whole nation is coming back together. They indeed said, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we are cut off. Yes, they are.
So,
go ahead, Cartrell.
That's what you be describing, Ima Hadur be describing, when she
mm-hmm.
talks about our people in these days and times.
Exactly. Dry bones.
Yep. You call them the walking dead Negroes.
Walking dead Negroes. But they will have a moment of revival too. So it seems, Cartrell.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're spiritual.
He said the whole house. Not just a
yeah.
camp. Not
yeah.
just a synagogue. Not just
right.
a church. Not just a congregation. He said the whole house. That's why he told the four winds. Because we scattered to the four corners of the earth.
And it's symbolic in the physical sense, and it's symbolic in the spiritual sense, Cartrell. Because
mm-hmm.
our brothers, unfortunately, are walking dead in the spiritual sense. And in the physical sense, symbolically, it's talking about those actually are dead. So there's going to be a reconstitution, so it seems and appears to me, or implies, for the whole nation.
You know what? Let me ask y'all this again, because I remember when we was going through this, and I asked before about the bones and everything, right? So, because I was talking about cremation when someone passes away.
Right. But now
it's feeling like, because we just recently read that Yah said he knows each particle of our body wherever it's spread. So therefore, right, it makes no difference how you bury or when you leave here, Yah still can find you. He still will gather up his children, right?
Exactly.
Yah can do whatever he wants to, but our thing for the nation, it's our custom to bury our people. But I don't think it neglects the fact that the Most High cannot find all your particles, whether or not you burn. It's just not our custom to burn our people. But I can't speak for Yah for his reconstitution. But I do know this. If he said all of us, the whole house of Israel, it means all of us. Because some of our enemies mistreated our remains, burned our remains.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be fair to those that were mistreated by our enemies, burned our remains, just in the case of, the brother, that tried to attack this country, and they burnt him, they quartered him, burnt him, made his body out of soap, and made purses out of his skin.
Nat Turner?
Yeah, Nat Turner. So the Most High has remedies for that. Okay? Believe it.
Oh, okay.
Can I read Isaiah 55:3 real quick?
Go ahead, my brother.
All right. I'm going to read it from the first verse. It says, hey, come, everyone who thirsts for the waters. Come, he who has no money, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, this is Yah's instruction to us, and eat that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in richness. Turn your ear and come to me, says Yah. Hear, and your soul will live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of King David. And we know that King David wants to praise Yah in his house forever. And that's that everlasting covenant he's talking about. And the object is to hear, to turn our ear, to come and listen to Yah so he could save our souls. That our souls will live.
Exactly.
So yeah, you could be in the grave, but your soul is still alive with Yah.
Exactly. Your soul ain't going nowhere, no matter the status of your remains.
Praise
All
right.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Have you Thank you. And it says, he said, indeed, they indeed said, our bones are dry. They made it a mess. Our hope is lost. And we ourselves are cut off. So that's the way that we're feeling. But Yah says to Ezekiel, prophesied and said to them, thus say Yah Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel, no matter where those graves are. And then you should know that I am the Elohim. When I open your graves, and it doesn't say what those graves have to be, O my people, and brought you up from your graves, I will put my spirit in you. I will revive you, so to speak. And you shall live, and I will place you in your own land, your heaven, not the heaven they say in the red letters, your own land. And then you should know that I am the Elohim and have spoken it and performed it, because I will be it and have performed it. That's the Elohim. And then
So you go further.
Okay.
In our history, remember when we left Egypt?
Exactly.
What our ancient fathers did?
Mm-hmm.
Joseph made them swear that when they left Egypt, that they would take his bones up out of Egypt, right?
I remember that.
So if you really understand what y'all are saying here, yeah, we went into captivity in all these various places. We marked the 400 years and counting. And our people are buried in these lands of our captivity. Most of us, I'm going to dig y'all up out these graves and I'm bring y'all home.
Exactly.
Wow.
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 And you know what, Patria? You don't speak of it very much. But Joseph was a prophet in a way.
Yes. So you mentioned Nat Turner. Is y'all going to bring Nat Turner home? Is he going to bring Harriet Tubman home? Is he going to bring Frederick Douglass home?
Exactly.
I think so.
I think so too.
Based on this.
I think so too, Country.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I sure like to see Joab. I like to
have want to see Joab. Now, I'm going to leave like Joab alone.
I just want to have a conversation, Country. Come on. I just want to talk with him. That's all. I
think you better leave Joab alone.
Hey, Country.
We got to pray for Joab.
You better be. That's why we're praying now, Cottrell.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Cottrell and Abiyah, mm-hmm. fellow students, ain't gonna be no many splendid things. It's going to be one king and one king.
Yes,
three tribes. We're going to be all united back together. It's
a lot of people don't want to hear that. They want to elect their king. They want to have a vote.
Well, no, but this ain't no election. This is selection. Okay? That's wrong. We wouldn't even know how to elect the good dog catcher right now, Cartrell. Okay, let's let the Most High do that. Okay, thank you very much. Not you, Cartrell, but those that want to do some electing, and selecting. Again, the word of Yah came to me, saying, "As for you, son of man," which is his name. Does this sound so surreal, Cartrell, as we speak these Abiyah? It just sounds so surreal. Take a stick for yourself. Write on it for Yehuda, for the children of Israel. Yehuda, representing the three tribes, and the 10 tribes, the children of Israel. His companions. That's how Yah sees. We're companions. Then take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the sick of Ephraim, for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. And when the children of your people speak to you, saying, those round about you, will you not show us what you mean by these? Say to them, they'll say, Yah Elohim. Surely I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, and his companions. I will join them with it and with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick, one nation, and they will be one in my hand. The sticks on which you write will be in your hand before their eyes. What a powerful statement. And he said, instead of them, thus said Yah Elohim, surely I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, that's what was scattered out universally, wherever they have gone, and gather them from every tribe. See, them folks that they're talking about, the Jews, that means they're not representative of what it's talked about here. So somebody lying, it ain't the Most High.
And that's why we tell you to visit that website, YahWillGather.us. Because right here, that's what he's going to do. And will gather us from every side.
Because they acted, we're gathered. They acted, they're gathered from the offices of us. And where's Reuben? Where's God? Where's Asher? Where's Ephraim? Where they at?
The real question is, Yamsu, where's the stick?
Where that stick at? That's all we say, because it ain't us. Wherever they have gone and gathered them from every side and bring them into what? Not heaven, their own land, which is their heaven. And I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel. One king shall be king. We're going to tell you who that king going to be. One king shall be the king. Oh, it didn't say nothing about Jesus. Hold on. One king One king shall be king over them all.
So, no,
yes.
Does the nation of Israel have a king today?
Nope.
Do they claim the whole nation of Israel like it's all of it belongs to them?
Okay.
Do they mention Ephraim and Joseph and the other tribes ever?
They don't even think about them, Cartrell, because that ain't them anyway. Cartrell, they don't even think about them, because that ain't them. The truth don't lie, Cartrell.
Which means they ain't really part of y'all's plan, not according to this.
They're imposters, brother. They're imposters. And it's impossible with the imposters.
And they try to say that we're racist, that we're prejudiced, that we're anti-Semitic, but they don't fit the script, not the script that we read.
Hold on. I may be anti-Shemitic, but I don't know what the hell that is. But I'm not anti-Shemitic. I know what that is. So, I say whatever they said about what I am, Cartrell, in every regard. The anti-Semitic. What is that?
It's called black-on-black crime or self-hatred.
That's not Semitic. Semitic. What is that?
Semitic. Semitic folks are shooting each other, killing each other, robbing, disrespecting each other. Semitic folks. Yeah, we hate ourselves.
Yeah, we certainly do that, Cartrell. I have to agree with you on that, unfortunately. And it's sad to say. It's sad to have to mention that thing, Cartrell. One king shall be king over them all. They shall not only be two nations, nor shall they be divided into two kingdoms again. They shall not defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will deliver them from all their dwelling place in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. Yah says, be gone to them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. Now here's who he says, who that great king is going to be in charge. No. He tell you who specifically going to be that king. King David, my servant, shall be king over them. What part of that you don't understand? This is not symbolic of someone. This is our great king. So stop trying to use the red letter skip to the blue nonsense and try to say it's symbolic of something. Symbolic of what? Yeah, it's specific in this. Symbolism is concerned. He tell you, point blank, who gonna be that king? Go ahead, Cartrell.
In saying that, how dry are King David's bones right now?
Man, they are real dry. So you know what our great king coming back in, Cartrell? The Most High will restore his name, restore his soul for his name's sake.
Okay.
All right. And he said, shall be king over them. And they shall have one shepherd, one leader. They shall also walk in my judgments, observe my statutes, and do them. They won't just read about them. It's going to be about them. Then they shall dwell as a result in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, where your fathers dwell. And they shall dwell there. They, their children, and their children's children for whatever.
How long is that?
Man, that's never seen. A new ending, long and winding road forever. And my servant, King Dawood, shall be their prince forever.
What the Most High call him?
My servant, King Dawood, shall be their prince forever.
And who's our king?
Yah is our Elohim.
And King David is Yah's prince.
Yeah. Yah is our king, and King Dawud shall be their prince forever, their leader, their shepherd. Moreover, I will make a covenant, a contract of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant contract with them. I will establish them and multiply them. I will set my sanctuary, his temple, in the midst forevermore. My tabernacle also should be with them. Indeed, I will be their Elohim, their king. They shall be my people. And the nation also shall know that I, the Elohim, sanctify Israel. When my sanctuary temple is in the midst forever. Is it there yet? But he ain't the one. Damn, it's no line. It speaks for itself, Cartrell. It speaks for itself, Sister Abby, y'all. It speaks for itself, students. The evidence don't lie. If that temple ain't there, they ain't there. If the temple ain't there, they ain't there.
That's right.
Somebody been lying to y'all. And showing the LM. Praise and magnify and bless the Most High name. Cartrell, give me a little sharpening. I know y'all got a little sharpening from me. I'm a little rusty. Y'all got the mic.
So has the Most High magnified himself in the state of Israel, like he said
nope.
He's going to do here?
Nope.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So this chapter teaches you about reincarnation, doesn't it?
You better believe it.
How is King David going to be king forever unless Yah himself, the creator of the heavens and earth, makes that happen? Matter of fact, when he first created man, he created man to be immortal. But man, being hard-headed and stiff-necked, didn't obey Yah, and he brought death. But he said he's going to take death out because you can't live forever if you die. But
exactly. The
fact that he said he's going to bring the dead back to life, that's going to be a miracle in itself. Because science, they trying to do it. They trying to, but they put people in these isolated chambers.
Cryo chambers.
And then the Egyptians mummified, dead, thinking that some future time they're going to come back. No, Yah said, the dead of my nation is coming back. By my head, dry bones.
Exactly.
Ezekiel prophet, when Yah asked the question, can these bones live? He's like, only you know, Yah. Because bones don't live. They bones, they dead, for sure. And the fact that Yah said he's going to put sinew and flesh and breathe the breath of life into it, and our nation is going to stand up and be an exceeding great. Woo-wee! These people have a lot to fear. They really do.
All them Negroes.
Yep. And it's funny because when you watch TV, the white man, the European, white racial supremacy, they always try to show you how powerful they are in fantasy and in reality. We control the seas. We control the seas. We control the air with their military. And then they show you characters like Doctor Strange and Batman and Hulk. And, they always show themselves with superpowers or witchcraft or, you know, Harry Potter. He got all these warlock powers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till y'all give us people powers. For real. It ain't going to be no fantasy.
Man, you can see some real power.
Don't worry about
unlike
no bit of
since
power
ancient
you
time. Yeah, this chapter is really amazing because we see superpowers. The Most High took Ezekiel. He said, the Most High, his hand was on me, and he brought me out in Yah's spirit and set me down in the middle of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel's in captivity. How's all this going on while he's in captivity?
Well, Yah can do whatever he want to do, how he want to do it, to whosoever he want to do.
That sounds like quite a journey that the prophet Ezekiel went through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And people want to be prophets and things of that nature, but can you endure with this prophet endure? Imagine seeing that. The Most High picks your spirit up out your body and takes you into a valley where you see nothing but bones.
Surreal.
You'll flip out.
Mm-hmm.
You probably will flip it out.
Yeah, they
you were going on an LSD trip?
Yeah.
Tripping.
Yeah, they find you mumbling around, talking to yourself among them bones. Okay.
Want to be in a bone yourself?
Contrary, the hip bone connected to the thigh bone, the thigh bone connected to the knee bone. Everybody's at their seat.
Well, like I said, you know, if that was to happen this day, these Walking Dead Negroes would have sworn that he was on LSD. They wouldn't have thought nothing else if it would happen today. They wouldn't think about y'all nothing. These people are crazy.
Yeah, he on their crap.
So wait till it actually happens, as y'all said it would. The people that see it don't think they on crack.
Yeah.
It's going to be a surreal moment.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
They got to take the aliens from another planet.
Yep.
Well, when y'all make a promise, he keeps it.
Going up to the moon, messing around up there, talking about to live up there. They starting that mess again.
They
talking about doing it. They were speaking on it today. Coming back up there because that people could live up there. They were saying something about the climate change down here. But they don't know. They go up there, they're going to have a bigger problem messing in y'all's territory.
Believe it. Well, you ain't
my question is, where they going to get their supply of air on the moon from?
I don't know what these people are thinking. That's how I said they messing around in the wrong territory. This earth, now they want to try and go up there. Y'all not having that mess. Oh, and by the way, didn't you hear? Also, they talking about the West Nile virus is out here again. Somebody in Brooklyn got the West Nile virus. So I'm saying everything that we going over, everything y'all said he going to do, all of it is happening. People better wake up. Better reach out to y'all real quick while they got a chance.
Y'all ain't playing, everyone. Y'all ain't playing.
Neither is the enemy, because all they want to do is shoot people up with needles now. Because it's not just the West now. They talking about polio and monkeypox and smallpox and
everything.
Variations of COVID still mutating. These people are nuts.
They're not even pulling needle out around me. They're coming next to me.
Godre, you said that a matter of fact. These people are nuts.
America's already a drug addiction nation, a drug addicted nation, and you got people running to the doctor for more needles.
Mm-mm-mm.
Polio. Oh, we eradicated polio years ago. Now it's back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the Black Plague is coming back too.
You better believe it. I would expect it very soon.
Oh, yeah. Got these guys in the laboratory messing around, unleashing stuff. But it's to their own doing. But we have hope. Even though we dry bone, we in a bad situation, boat is sinking. Yah said he's going to deliver us from these graves, from being walking dead Negroes. That's going to be amazing. But it reminds me of the story of Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But don't say the king couldn't do it, right? Yah showed he could put these bones back together, make them live, and make them exceed greatness. These people already think we're great athletically, you know, musically. We do great things. But how are we going to exceed great? That's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What y'all still doing? Burning up some boiled eggs?
That's just so. Who did that do that, ain't it?
My apologies. I had to step away from the mic for a short second. But I heard my wife saying, babe. And I heard Katya talking about it like he normally do, but it's all right. Katya, and I heard Abby out. Well, you know, he ain't going, but I don't know where he went. You know, I do exaggerate some of that. People I love and respect, and I have a tendency to exaggerate and pull their leg. But Cottrell, if you're ready, brother, we're ready. For Psalms 85, and as a matter of fact,
84.
Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm in your bed. I'm sorry. My thinker broke.
Ready, willing, and able, brother.
I'm sorry. I'm stepping on her. I'm sorry, Abby. I didn't mean no harm.
I ain't stopping dying. You said it.
I ain't look for no trouble. Go ahead, Katya.
Get that out of me.
Yes, sir. So we're in a book of songs. Book of songs. They call it songs. We call it songs. And the funny thing about these songs is that they all have the same theme. We in a book of Psalms, chapter 84. This is composed by the sons of Korah. But you would think it was King David. You pick right up on his thoughts, his codes, and the way we should pray to our Creator. So if you don't know how to pray to the Most High, you should definitely master these Psalms. Hallelujah. All praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel. Psalms 84, verse 1. How lovely are your dwellings, Yah of hosts. That's what we just read about, right? In Ezekiel. Yah said he's going to make his dwelling beautiful. He said he's going to make the land like the Garden of Eden. He's going to put his sanctuary in the midst of Israel. Only one temple worldwide. Only one. My soul, there go that subject again, the soul, longs and even faints for the courts of Yah. What's your soul doing? Because your soul could be off course.
I'm longing to.
And the heart is the seat of the soul. He says, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living Yah. Yes, the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young. Yeah, because Yah provided for the sparrow and the swallow and every living creature on the planet. May your altars, Yah hosts, my king and my Yah. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. That's the whole object of your soul. You want to dwell in Yah's house alongside of King David forever, giving praise, honor, and glory to the Creator, who created all things and everything. They are always praising you, which we all should be doing, always praising Yah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. This is where I got my strength. I see this is where the sons of Korah got their strength. King David got his strength. Asaph got his strength. What y'all waiting for? Don't you know your strength is in Yah? Blessed are those whose strength is in you. He said he's going to make us exceeding great. What y'all waiting for? Who have set their hearts, okay, the seat of the soul, on a pilgrimage. Yeah, we want to get back. We want to get back to our land. We want to see Yah's sanctuary. We want to rejoice in Yah's victorious name being exalted throughout the earth. Passing through the valley of weeping, that's what we're doing right now. They make a place of springs. Yes, the autumn rains covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength, and that's what we need to be doing. Every one of them appears before Yah in Zion, because that's what happens when you get there. You're going to be going from strength to strength. You ain't got to be worrying about this and worrying about that and oppression and poverty and none of that. You're going to be going from strength to strength. Yah, Elohim of hosts, hear our prayer. Listen, Yah of Yaakov, behold, Yah is our shield. Is Yah shielding you? Because he removed that shield, and you're not walking according to his ways, which happened to us as a nation. We decided to do our own thing, and Yah took away the shield. Look at the face of your anointed. Oh, he's still around. Yah's anointed is still around. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I will rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Yah than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Yeah, that's what we want to be. Right now, we're in the tents of the wicked. And some of us want to stay here, but some of us want to go home and be doorkeepers in Yah's house. And I volunteer. For Yah, Elohim, is a sun and a shield, a light. A shield gives us heat, gives us light, everything. Yah will give grace and glory. He withholds no good thing from those who walk blamelessly. Are we walking blamelessly? Or are we doing shiesty things? And whatever we're doing, Yah sees it. So try to walk blameless. Yah hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Oh, there it is. How are you going to trust Yah if you don't know him? And we better get to know Yah real quick. If you got trouble, that's the best way to get to know Yah. Call on him. Cry to him. Ask him to come and help you. And when he delivers you and helps you, acknowledge him, praise him, exalt him. Because that's all he's looking for, that love in return. So he will test us. And he wants to see if we trust him. And we should. We should come through just like Abraham. Abraham trusted him to the degree he walked through the land of Canaan. But the children of Israel came out of Egypt said, we can't do it. Because the land will swallow us up. And the people that live here make us look like grasshoppers. They make us look like grasshoppers. And this is the same land that our father Abraham lived in, dwelt in, had children in, had generations in. He wasn't afraid of them because he trusted Yah. So you should not live in fear, no matter where you are. Living in fear means you don't trust Yah. So conquer your fears, learn how to trust Yah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, who helped me overcome my fears because I trust him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we advise everybody after the show, if you hadn't gotten this, please go get it. Ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit that the Most High speaks of in regards to the book of Ezekiel and in regards to King David to help facilitate your studies and your relationship with the Most High. Bless and praise his holy name. Ask him in prayer. Esteem. That being said, Katriel and Sister Abia, do y'all have any closing comments or remarks?
I had a thought. You mentioned like 4,000 listeners out there. Imagine this, Yamsu. Mm-hmm. If the listeners out there were willing hearted and just gave $1 a show, imagine that. How much that would help the nation. And that didn't ask for a lot.
The only thing we would do is turn it over to the nation funds.
Wow. If we go to the website, they could donate $1.
Yeah. Well, do that in the name of the show. Since we don't ask you for nothing, go to the site. I'm glad you mentioned that. Good thought, Katriel. Go to the site, yahwillgather.us. Donate $1.
Y'all know I'm that good at that, so. I just recently sent mine in to the nation, but I was still with it on the computer.
Okay, we think about the folks that ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know about me.
Look, this ain't.
I know Sister Habil was saying that too. You know, and for all they have to do is donate $1. You think they would? I hope they do it.
One centavo. One peso.
$1 a show. $1 a show. $5 a week.
One franc. One. Peso. I'm trying to name it. Wherever you at. One Allen dollar. We take an Allen dollar. Say a cent. We don't want to touch it. Send it to the nation. Help your nation. We'd appreciate that. Because we're going to do it.
Yeah. Because we want to help the dry bones. We want to help the poor, the fatherless, the widow, the homeless. Got to help our people. Nobody else is doing it. and we need funds. We need resources. So we need our people's help. And the willing heart. Be willing hearted. If you don't feel it in your heart, don't do it.
All right, Gabriel.
Send whatever you can.
Huh?
I said they can send whatever they can.
And that's their own end. Send that peso. Adios, amigo. We love y'all so we can help some people, okay? Help us, help us. Help us, help us. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Adios, Kadria, shalom and good night to the people.
And shalom and good night.
Yes, and shalom and good night. We appreciate y'all. May the Most High continue to bless and be with us.
And thank you, Kadria, for mentioning that, and I hope you mention it much more often. Help us, help us. We love y'all.
Okay.
Shalom and good night.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na. La, 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 la. Brother, 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 I know you've been living.